Welcome to Religiosophy. This is another edition of Atheist News Network, and on tap today we have a great thing for our little site where a recent survey pointed out that the rise in atheism, or as they call it, the nuns who point out that they have no religion, is way up and religion is way down, as per the survey last done.
I think it's great. If you put together people who don't claim any religion, that includes atheists and people who just don't say that they're any particular religion at all, as well as agnostics, they're the third largest group in the United States.
Yeah,
That
only Catholics and Baptists are higher
yeah,
than them.
that shocked me, actually. I didn't know we were that numerous.
Well, neither did I. I mean, with that survey that stated they would rather elect a gay person to the presidency rather than an atheist, I was sitting there going, well, we're probably still a very low minority. But it's astonishing to see what this actual report had to say.
Yeah, and it's interesting that because they're speculating, it's down significantly from 1990 and 2000, and they're speculating why, and they think probably the rise of evangelicals is one of them. Kind of off-putting this certainty that they have and the in-your-face Christianity, I think. Another reason they cited was the Catholic priest scandal where they're molesting small boys, and not only that, but even worse, in my opinion, they're covering it up.
Well, actually, there was one section of those articles that I read where they actually stated that they think another reason why it's higher is because people are more comfortable about coming out and saying that they have no religion or that they're atheist, as before when you were such a minority and people would bash you. I mean, literally
Right.
Bible bash you if something like that occurred.
That's largely due to the new atheists, the Dawkins, the Hitchens, the Harrises, the Dennetts, for getting that conversation on the table and making people feel comfortable that they're not alone. Dawkins said during his book tour, the most common comment that he got was, "I can't believe that there are this many other people out here like me."
Yeah, I mean, seriously, I mean, if you look at mine and your family, I mean, we are the only atheists out of all of them. And so, I mean, it's really, it makes you stop and think a lot of times that you are alone out there, and then you find out something like this where there's that many more.
Absolutely, and I love what the Christians are saying. Here's this guy named Tom Haines. He's not alarmed at all about this. He's a Christian. "We just look to Jesus," he says. "That's why I don't pay any attention to surveys. Christianity is moving totally under the radar. It's the work of God. It can't be measured. It happens inside of people's souls." You
Oh,
keep
really?
thinking that way. I love it. I would never describe Christianity as totally under the radar.
No. I mean, in fact, where can you go in the US where Christianity isn't shoved in your face? I mean, how is that under the radar?
I think it's totally impossible. But this is kind of symptomatic about these types of people. They not only believe scientific polls, but they don't believe science in general. They have no problem dismissing this stuff out of hand.
Yeah, it makes, I mean, it's very interesting. And actually, another thing that was brought out during this interview, or excuse me, this survey, is that Wiccans and pagans or spiritualists, whatever you want to call them, is on the rise. In fact, so much so, I mean, we've already discussed this, that the Wiccan religion is actually recognized by the Department of Defense. And now you can have a five-pointed star on your gravestone at a soldier memorial.
That's ridiculous.
I find it very funny because wasn't it?
Jesus would be rolling over in his grave if he was still there.
Well, the reason why I find that so funny is because I believe it was Becky Garrison in one of our first interviews who said that Christianity, one of the reasons why there is proof that it is real is because it has been around for so long, and in fact, it didn't go the way of Zeus. And then I look at this and I see this sudden surge of this Wiccan paganistic religion that supposedly went the way of Zeus, and it just kind of makes me chuckle here.
Yeah, well, Zeus is making a comeback, apparently.
Well, I believe we should start cutting open goats and reading the future out of their innards.
That's not a bad idea. I think that's a really underappreciated forecasting tool.
Maybe it would be better than the weatherman. I mean, after all, he said snow for 3 days and we got it for half a day.
It's got to be at least as accurate as the weatherman.
Now, actually, my favorite point of this entire survey is that it says, I'll quote this, "The rise in what the survey authors call nuns is the only trend reflected in every single state in the study." So, I mean, this isn't a localized phenomenon. This is across the board. There are more people out there saying they don't have religion or they are atheist.
And that's the only trend. Not only is it happening across the nation, but it's the only trend that is. I love it. 75% call themselves Christian. That's down from 86% in 1990. That's a 11% decrease. So we got what?
70 more years, and then everybody will be atheist or
Yeah,
Wiccans.
7 more decades until universal utopia. World peace.
It's very curious. I attribute a lot of this to education because, I mean, there's no doubt that in America, the educational standard is much, much higher. In fact, more people are going to colleges, more people are getting that extended education. And it's interesting that even the Catholic Church has noticed this trend, and they have pointed out or even suggested that those that believe in Catholicism shouldn't go to these higher learning establishments because it shakes their faith.
And I
And what
agree. I agree with him. And the polls show that he's right. You know, as education increases, belief in God decreases. It's almost a linear function. And I also agree with him because once you get rid of all the smart people, you really have just stupid people left as Christians. The problem with Christians right now is there's too many smart people involved. We
Well, if
need to
I'm not
dumb it down a little
mistaken,
bit.
wasn't it all the uneducated that were converting to Christianity after Christ died? I mean, it
They were
was
the first ones, yeah.
the kings and the nobles, they were looking down at this going, "What is going on with all of these uneducated masses?"
Yeah, they had sophisticated pagan religion and philosophy that really I don't think was ever replaced by the Christian philosophy is much, much, much different than pagan philosophy. The pagan philosophy with Aristotle and Plato and Socrates, it leaps and bounds beyond Augustine, for example, or Aquinas or God Anselm. Just horrible. So I think that was a great blow to philosophy that most of the smart people were Christians. So I'm glad that there's a resurgence in smart people becoming atheists or not Christian. Anyway, but I think you're right. Your point about education is, and the archbishop or cardinal or whatever his name, I think he's right. You shouldn't go to college if you want to maintain your faith. I think you should just wallow in your ignorance and be happy. Ignorance is bliss, right?
It is. It really is. And in fact, it kind of reminds me of my father. Now, growing up, I mean,
Easy, easy. He knows a hell of a lot more than you do.
yes, he does. And in fact, he yelled that at me the last time we were having a discussion. He also calls me arrogant. I wonder where he gets that from.
Well, that's true.
Yeah, I'm not going to deny that.
I'll back him up on
Yeah, well, thank you very much. Now you've hurt my feelings, and I'm just going to
that.
quit. But I mean, interestingly enough, when I was growing up, my father used to constantly say to us, I mean, he was an educated man. I mean, zoology was his degree, interestingly enough. And he used to, he's very articulate, and he used to use words that when we were younger we wouldn't understand. And instead of just telling us what the word meant, he would tell us to go look it up. And he would constantly explain to us how important education is. Now, interestingly enough, as I got older and as my education level went higher and my religion went down, I was having a discussion with my brother, and the first thing he asked me is, "How is it you can be atheist?" And so I pointed out that, I mean, I've reading through histories, there's too much similarity in there and too many coincidences that I can no longer look on it as fact.
Yeah, I got to interrupt you there because that's a common question, and I think it betrays an absolute lack of curiosity in the world and almost lack of education. If you can't, I can understand why people are Christian, but apparently a lot of Christians can't understand why we're atheist. It's so alien to them that they have no idea how that's possible, to the extent where people tell my wife all the time, "Oh, he's deep down inside he believes," right?
Yeah.
They can't wrap their mind around it enough to understand it. And I think it, if they really wanted to, they could pick up a book by Dawkins or Harris or Hitchens or Dennett. It's pretty easy.
Yeah.
They just don't want to.
I mean, in fact, the missionaries that go out for these various churches, aren't they constantly saying, well, read our book and you will understand? So why don't you do a little research into other things?
Fair's fair, absolutely. It's almost to the point where it's willful ignorance. So he asked you, how is it? How in the world is it possible that you're an atheist?
Yeah, those were his exact words, because in his words, this is an exact phrasing, he cannot possibly imagine nothingness, that there is nothing after this and that there was nothing before this. And in fact, he used this great analogy on me. He told me to close my eyes and imagine nothing, and then said, aha, you can't do it, therefore God.
There's this page that has all of the arguments for God, and they're pretty funny, you know. I don't think that's on there. We probably ought to submit it. You can't think of nothing, therefore God.
Yeah. Well, interestingly enough, when I started pointing out to him, I'm like, all right, you want to find out why I don't believe. And he wanted to find out why I don't believe in the LDS Church in and of itself. So I started listing off.
Now, he does realize your neurons are still firing even when you're trying to think of nothing, right?
I explained that to him, that the human body is a machine, and while it's running, there are neurons firing, so until they stop.
Even if you think of black, you're still thinking of something. And the impossibility of thinking nothing has absolutely no bearing on the existence or non-existence of a supreme being. This was made fairly clear.
I explained that to him 5 times, and he still couldn't understand the concept.
I love it. This is an argument for having philosophy class mandatory in high school, I think.
Oh, I very much agree. So, no. Now, the most amazing thing is when I started pointing out all of these facts that I had learned about the LDS religion, he instantly threw up his guard, decided it was Mormon propaganda, and he kept saying, oh yeah, well, who are your sources? Where did you get this information from? And I mean, instead of...
There you go, he's skeptical now. I love it.
Only skeptical when the religion is questioned.
In the face of a critique of your beliefs, you instantly get skeptical. I, that's fantastic. You can swallow the most absurd ideas, such as Christ rising from the dead or walking on water or turning, you know, feeding 5,000 people with a half dozen loaves of bread, turning water into wine. No problem. But
yeah, I believe it.
You know, question Mormonism? Whoa, back up there. Are you sure you're not taking that out of context? What are your sources there? I'm going to have to thoroughly investigate this. Jesus. They can turn their skepticism on and off. It's unbelievable.
Well, I blame the leaders of the church. And I'm sure you read the same article I did. It was basically about how historians... they choose to show everything about history, and therefore by showing everything, they show not only the good but the bad parts, and because of this, they are bad because they are making people doubt the greatness of individuals in history.
Yeah, it was called The Mantle is Greater Than the...
No. I think it was The Mantle is Far, Far Greater.
Than the Intellect.
Yeah, yeah.
The Mantle is Far Greater Than the Intellect is what it was, and he was saying that I can't even say it with a straight face.
You can do it better than I can.
The power of God and the revelation of God is far surpasses any intellectual reasoning or education or thinking that we can do, basically. Since they have a direct line to God, that trumps any sort of man's philosophy or your own education, that type of thing. It's absolute sheer idiocy. And his point about the historian was, some things that are true are not very useful. And so we should only have things that are useful be put in the history books. And I believe that has been carried out under communist China and Nazi Germany.
And it's
called propaganda. you only want to tell them what you want them to believe.
You only build up the individuals and you never talk bad, otherwise you're shot. I agree with this type of thinking.
It's amazingly anti-American, and I was kind of flabbergasted to see it in black and white. Usually they creep around that stuff, but I guess this was an internal article only to be read by faithful members. Wasn't published in a newspaper or anything like that. Yeah, I thought that was pretty hilarious. Mantle is far greater than the intellect. I love it.
Makes me sad, really.
What you're talking about, I think, have you ever read Eric Hoffer's book, True Believer?
No, I haven't actually.
Great book. He talks about what's called a truth shield. And religion creates this shield around you so that it blocks off all contradictory facts. It just bounces off your truth shield, and it only filters in that stuff that agrees with your preconceived ideas.
Oh, I've seen that.
It was a wonderful, very concise explanation of what I've been seeing for the past 10 years. When you talk to people who are deeply religious, you bring this stuff up and they kind of blink and they're like, oh, well, I'm sure that's not true. Or I'm sure he's gotten his facts mixed up on that one.
Yeah, you
Or,
get the deer in the headlights look.
yeah, right. And what's so funny is they're so sure that you're wrong that they never bother to look it up.
Exactly. So if there is a question, why don't you look it up instead of just taking my word for it?
Yeah, and that's one of the fundamental problems, I think, and that's why I believe religion is so damaging, or education is so damaging to religion, because you are finally forced to say not only these ideas, but here's all the evidence behind these ideas, and then you got to really grapple with that. Oh my God, I can't use the context excuse. Oh my God, this actually happened. The ancient Egyptians had a sacrament thousands of years before Christianity did. Why would
Well,
Christianity steal from the Egyptians? Doesn't make any sense. God existed way before
because
the Egyptians.
no, it's because Satan put it in the Egyptians' hands to confuse those of us here in the future now.
Right. Which is an argument that's only plausible to someone who already believes.
Exactly.
All right. So to wrap it all up, America is becoming less Christians. Atheist and non-religious people are growing. The truth is marching on. This is fantastic news.
Yes. We are atheist missionaries since January 2009, and we are spreading the atheist gospel.
Absolutely. Wonderful.